Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I was on a flight last night from New York back home to Florida, and there were two gentlemen sitting next to me. And at first they started chatting. It sounded like they were having a good discussion. I put my headphones on, and then I take my headphones off about 15 minutes later, and they seemed to be in a heated argument. And what I came to find was that it was a debate over politics. One guy was very, very conservative. The other one was very liberal, and they were just going back and forth. And at one point, it got so heated, I thought they were gonna start a physical altercation. I mean, it was getting that bad. And once I pulled the headphones out of my ears and started listening to them, I realized something, and it's something we've talked about before, and that is, you look at these situations where people have opposing viewpoints, and you see that one person is trying to force their will on someone else, and it never works. If somebody has an idea of what they think, you may be able to convince them otherwise, but when somebody has a belief and a strongly, deeply held belief, forget trying to convince them otherwise, and it doesn't make sense. And so the point is simply this: resist your desire to force your will on someone else. It's just going to create a hostile situation, and there's nothing to be gained by it. And in the end, if you convince somebody of your point of view, and maybe they're liberal, and somehow miraculously you convince them to be more conservative, what did that get you? I mean, maybe you feel good for a minute or two, but there's not a lot to it. So why are we so caught up in this idea of trying to force our will on other people? Let people be who they are. If they want our input, they'll probably ask for it. But if you get into a discussion and you know somebody has a closely held belief one way or the other, why go there? And the worst thing was, when I got off the plane, I get into an Uber, and you know, the drivers listen to talk radio, and he was, you know, and he was a very liberal guy, and we were talking, and now he's for, and I didn't even tell him which side of the fence I was on. I didn't even engage with him at that level, but all of a sudden he just started ranting about the administration and everything going on, you know what? Most people or a lot of people don't want to hear it. So why go there? I guess the question is, if they bring it up, it's one thing. And if you're in agreement, maybe it's another thing. But if you're not in agreement and you know that somebody is vehemently opposed to your viewpoint, you're not going to convince them to come around and see your point of view. So why bother? It's just not worth it. Life's too short. Do what you have to do, live your life, but don't force your will on other people, because as I said before, it just doesn't work. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just think about what we said. Stop trying to impose your will on other people. They're going to believe what they're going to believe. They're going to have their own viewpoints. If they're on the fence, maybe you can convince them one way or the other. But short of that, you're probably not going to be successful in doing it. And why create animosity? Why create problems? Short of enhancing your ego, there really isn't a lot of upside in the whole situation.